or a life-changing experience. Somehow it's a combination of all three, and an affirmation of one's commitment to excellence in broadcasting, and that goes double for you, dear listener. The Midweek Drive, each Wednesday at 5 p.m. on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's gift to the world.
Oh, we like to think so. Andy Comfort from BBC Humberside, welcome to the Siren FM studios.
Good evening, thank you.
Delighted to see you. I know we've done various phone links in times past, but it's nice to actually be here in person, so to speak, with, as we said, a broadcasting BBC legend.
Yes, that worries me. It's a big build-up. I don't know if I can live up to that. That was very generous of you.
It's the only way forward, you see. We're a very generous crew here in Lincoln. We also have Zach Eggemeyer. Good morning. Oh, good evening, Zach.
Good evening, Alex. How are you?
Transatlantic referring there, because obviously in Montana now it's what, about 11 a.m.?
7 hours.
That sort of time slot, etc. Yeah. And creator of Bullfest, Dave Kenyon, also with us. How are you, Dave?
Hello there. I'm fine-ish.
Excellent. Set the scene in the studio. Online, we have another wonderful individual, show director extraordinaire, of course, for Countryside Live for the Great Yorkshire Show. It is, of course, Bill Cowling. Bill, are you there?
I am indeed, Alex.
Wonderful. Now, we're looking at Countryside Live's brochure at present, and yet again, it seems you're pulling out all of the stops for this fantastic thing. I mean, the 24th of October 2010, an amazing range of things, pre-Christmas show. Shopping, dog agility shows, equine classes. Go on, share with us. What's the whole thing about when it comes to Countryside Live?
Well, it is food and pre-Christmas food, livestock, tremendous show of livestock, cattle, sheep, pigs, and the end product as well, the food. But the equine now is becoming a major part of the show, you know, up to... It's only about the third year we've had the equine, but they are really, it's really growing. And it's, I say, a major part of the show. And of course, we've got this new competition to find the next leading show jumper, or to try find the next leading show jumper, and we've over 40 entries for that, which is absolutely terrific.
It just gets better and better. Now, when we started covering Countryside Live, it seems like only yesterday, but I think it's about 7 or 8 years ago with our sister station Southside Broadcasting as well here at Siren, it was always seen as the kind of October sister to the Great Yorkshire Show, that huge event, which I know the Lincolnshire Show is lovely and we love the Lincolnshire Show, but you know, the Great Yorkshire Show is kind of like a quintessential part of the Countryside calendar. Countryside Live is just developing its own identity over and over, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a different show, much more undercover than the Great Yorkshire Show, you know, so if the weather isn't so nice, we can cope with that very well. And smaller than the Great Yorkshire Show. It's not as big a show as the Great Yorkshire, but with a very similar ethos and a very similar end product in a way, in that it's a day out for... You don't have to be a farmer to come. I think you'll enjoy it very much if you're just a visitor and want to see a bit of rural life.
I'm particularly interested in the sizzling competition to find the best sausage maker, especially as obviously Lincolnshire sausages are very much to the fore. And I think on the 30th and 31st of October, once you've actually had your fill of Bullfest, of which more later, you can also check out a huge sausage festival that's taking place at Lincoln Castle. So it could be a trial run for that, Bill. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think people love to try different sorts of food, sausages particularly. And we look like having somewhere about 30 different sorts of sausages to judge. And, you know, there will be a competition, but also there will be a chance for our visitors to try them and make their own mind up. There will be a competition where people can say whether they think the judges are right or not. You know, let them have a go and let them try the sausage.
Word association, Bill. Sausages, to me, I think breakfast. Breakfast, I think, obviously, BBC Humberside. Clearly, I think Andy Comfort. Are you a sausage man, Andy?
Yes, I do like a sausage or two. Yes, I certainly do. Yeah, and there's some beautiful sausages about. There really are. I mean, we're at the Beverley Food Festival recently. Some gorgeous sausages there. Yeah.
I think it's over to you to question Bill on life, the universe, and Countryside Live.
Bill, I do like the sound of new for 2010 alpaca demonstrations. Is it? Will you talk us through that, please?
Yeah. Well, we've never we've never had alpacas before, and they are very popular, getting very popular in the countryside. So they aren't competitive classes, but there will be a demonstration of different kinds of alpacas, in which I think we'll all, me included, learn a bit about alpacas by seeing them, because I must admit I know very little about them at the moment.
I'm glad you said that. The same here.
There was a suggestion, actually, chaps, that the alpaca was the kind of more upmarket animal that you'd go into if sheep were just so passé. You'd kind of given up on sheep and you thought, I want to go for the next stage up. I want to really impress the neighbours. I'm going alpaca.
Thinking man's sheep.
Well, yeah.
Can you eat them? I think that may prove to be so. Who knows?
Have you?
Yeah. Zach, alpaca?
Yeah. I was in Peru 2 summers ago and got to eat alpaca when I was in Cusco, I believe.
Does it taste like chicken? Everything tastes like chicken.
No. It was like nothing I've ever had. It was a red meat, a red steak, real thin, pounded out, and very juicy, excellent, delicious flavor.
Well, I'm not sure, Bill,
there,
whether...
I thought it'd be like mutton, so that shows what I know. Yeah.
It was a bit oily. But not too much.
Have you ever tasted the alpaca, Bill? I mean, I sense a whole new opening up here. No, and we can't really let the exhibitors know that, by the way, you know, we could always sacrifice the alpaca for a good Great Yorkshire Show next year, perhaps, in Countryside Live.
That the people who are bringing their alpacas to Countryside Live would not anticipate them being eaten.
It would be one of those things. I mean, we know that Yorkshire's full of lovely surprises, but that might be just pushing it a bit too far, really.
It's a bit of a surprise for the alpaca, isn't it?
Very true. Dave, thoughts from yourself?
Well, I'm sorry, I can't get the steak out of my... But that's me, you see. It's probably because I didn't have a big lunch. So I'm still thinking about an alpaca steak, I'm afraid.
OK, Zach, a heads up. Clearly, we have Rural TV featured in the second hour of this production with Sarah Chase et al. We like to feel as though we're reaching out to the rural community here in so many ways. We've covered a range of things with, obviously, head chefs in times past. What are your own questions for Countryside Live and what things you'd like to put to Bill?
I want to know what sort of specialty dish I can get when I come to Countryside Live.
Well, you will be getting it will be local, you know, regional Yorkshire food, and it may well be cooked in a slightly different manner. I don't think there'll be anything quite as exotic as alpaca, but I think they may well be cooking some venison, which is... It's not exactly mainstream. It's quite common.
Venison sausages,
a common dish, but it's not. You know, it's something that will certainly be on the menu. The sausages. Some of the sausages will be very avant-garde. You know, it won't be just the pork sausage you'll be getting. There'll be all sorts of. I was going to say weird and wonderful recipes. I should just say wonderful recipes. Mm.
I mean, clearly, you know, Debbie and Andrew's very much up there. Lots of other sausage manufacturers are available. Clearly, we have to bear that in mind. But you do, I mean, it has become something of a culinary art form, the whole creation of sausages and so on. I don't know, Andy, would you define yourself as a sausage connoisseur?
I really probably couldn't tell you one sausage from another, but I do know what I like. I like the taste of them.
I've got to say that I can now successfully identify the Lincolnshire sausage from the pork sausage.
Well, what's the difference?
The Lincolnshire sausage has a slightly spicier taste, I find. Just a slightly spicy taste, and it also looks more like a sausage. The pork sausage now, to me, and I must admit I've been converted here, so it is a bit of a confession, seems just far too... Just pink, really. It's just too much of a pink sausage, the average pork sausage
for me.
You're
buying cheap pork sausages, that's your problem.
There you go. Bill, there's lots more other than, obviously, food that's actually available with respect to Countryside Live. You mentioned, obviously, the equine activities. Presumably the Whittaker family will be performing in full force as well.
To be quite honest, I don't think the Whittakers will be there.
No.
They tend to be... We don't have any show jumping as such, you know, show jumping competitively. We have this thing to find... the next Whittaker family sort of people on that grade, the jumping will be limited. There's probably only two or three jumps in the in the ring. The ring isn't very big, not like the outdoor ring.
And we do,
so
of course.
There won't be, you know, I don't think there'll be the massive show jumping class that you might expect. But this class, to find these up-and-coming show jumpers will be really very interesting because... You know, they're coming from all over the country. It isn't just local, isn't this? It's a nationwide competition. And they're going to be given tips and a bit of schooling and coaching by Graham and Tina Fletcher, of course, both international show jumpers themselves.
Precisely.
And we shall see who comes out of it as to what, you know, what standard. And I don't know what the standard will be, whether it'll be very much... people who are just starting out, or whether there are some really experienced riders amongst them.
Olympic riders, in fact. And
well,
of course,
Olympic riders of the future.
Yes, that's right. The extreme motorbike display, another form of horsepower. That's not going to go on inside, is it, Bill?
No, it goes on outside, does that? Because it is, incredible what these folks do on motorbikes, and it's very noisy, which is great for motorbikes, and they fly up in the air and they turn upside down and do all sorts of things. Trails bikes, you know, so they're quite powerful machines, but it is a very, very awe-inspiring display, and especially the younger members and younger visitors will find it absolutely enthralling.
I remember a couple of years ago we had a giant robot that was a show attraction that was going round doing all manner of things. Titan, I believe its name
was. Titan was a great success.
It's extraordinary. I think this, the extreme motorbikes will be going the same way as well. Any other questions, Zach?
No.
Andy?
Sorry. Bill, I mean, you always get country types, farmers at these events, obviously talking to each other as you would at the Lincolnshire Show and the Great Yorkshire Show. And I know a big thing is diversifying and just trying to make a living out of different things these days in the countryside. I mean, are times still tough in the countryside?
Yeah, I think in a way, you know, Andy, I think some of the countryside in some parts of it is coming out of the recession sooner than the what you might call the general economy. I think it went into it sooner. I think it's coming out sooner.
Good.
I think the countryside has been helped by the weakness of the pound, so more food that was being imported has become more expensive. So that's allowed us as farmers to supply the market to a greater degree than we were doing. We're still not supplying the market as much as we would like, but, you know, we're doing better than we were. And I think that the you know, countryside generally is quite optimistic about the future. And so it should be.
Andy, from your own perspective as a presenter, obviously, of BBC Humberside, I mean, clearly you have a rural backdrop to the whole Humberside area, which kind of, you're next door neighbours in many ways with our own setup. Do you get that sort of sense, or is Humberside very much focused on the city and what goes on within the city as opposed to what's happening in Beverley and beyond, even, dare I say, Driffield, for instance?
It's a very mixed area, really. I mean, you're right. I mean, we have a very rural patch in the East Riding of Yorkshire in particular. But having said that, we have the different needs of a big conurbation like Hull, a big conurbation like Grimsby, Cleethorpes, Immingham as well, and Scunthorpe with the industry. So it's a very varied patch and very varied stories. But, I mean, certainly I come across a lot of farming stories, and very much what Bill was saying there, that sort of message of trying to be positive and come through the recession, and times have been tough. But you always come across ingenious ways that farmers have found to diversify and to try and get through and just not doing the same thing all the time. And I'm always impressed by the you know, the ways they find of making money.
Yeah, precisely so. We could learn a great deal from that point of view. Bill, a quick reminder, of course, tickets for Countryside Live available presumably online via the usual www.countrysidelive.co.uk.
Yeah, absolutely. There are advanced ticket prices which are available, but only until this Friday, so the close of play this Friday. There's also a phone line to do that, which is 01423 541222. And then, you know, the money's worth saving.
Always. Exactly. 01423 541222. We'll put the details up on our website as well, so people can access the details for that. I've got to ask the question, Bill. I know you might say, got nothing to do with design, etc. Love the Countryside Live logo, but who decided to actually have a cow, I presume it's a cow, with its sort of, you know, large nostril looking out at us? Because, I mean, looking at a cow's nostril, I'm thinking, it's an unusual image.
Well, that's good. We like unusual.
Yeah, I know that.
And as you say, sometimes something which is slightly a little bit different, a little bit wacky, attention drawing, it works. Yeah. It's obviously drawing your attention.
It may just be a fondness I have for bovine stuff through working in education for far too long. It's just a thought, you know, or maybe it's just meetings I've been attending. Two final questions for you, Bill. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on Siren 107.3 FM today?
As always, Alex, it's been lovely, and it's been lovely to talk to you and all your guests.
Well, of course, you have worked with Andy Comfort before, I believe. I mean, you might not recall, Bill, because I know you're booked by so many folk, but Andy, it's fair to say, I think I put Bill forward a couple of years ago in this wonderful sort of media world, I say, so you should speak to Bill Cowling. He's a fine guest.
I'm sure your number's in my list, Bill, yes.
And we spread... I mean, BBC Humberside, because clearly the Great Yorkshire Show and Countryside Live, to a large extent, it kind of gets sort of BBC North and the lead studios go for that. Do you ever feel at Humberside you say, darn it, we should be there as well?
Well, there's no doubt we should be, because we particularly the Great Yorkshire Show. It's the Yorkshire Show. It's not the Harrogate Show or the North Yorkshire Show. It's the Yorkshire Show. So we should be. Incidentally, we did much more with Radio Sheffield this year than we've ever done.
It was
really interesting to get a different point of view and a different audience, obviously.
Precisely. And there we are. You've heard it from the show director of Countryside Live.
Very, very true. I mean, people do cross boundaries. I think we forget that sometimes in radio. We forget that people will go from, you know, they'll go from Driffield to Harrogate for the Countryside Live or for the Great Yorkshire Show. They'll go from Scunthorpe to Lincoln for the Lincolnshire Show. And sometimes we forget, and we sort of, you know, have our tanks on the lawn and we forget about boundaries.
Precisely. I mean, there am I thinking, you know, the Lincolnshire, Humberside area and so on. And no, that A50 is it's a two-way process.
That's apparently so. Yes.
So it should be, you know, shouldn't it? Because we're all after the same goal in the end. And the radio. I mean, we're actually where we are in Harrogate. Of course, we're technically right in Radio York, but one of our biggest audiences tends to be under Radio Leeds.
There we are, you see. But of course, Siren 107.3 FM. We like to feel Bill always has a special place in your heart, as does Southside Broadcasting.
There's rarely a day when I wake up without thinking about it.
There you are.
So I take it you will return in the not too distant future.
Oh, I hope so.
Bill Cowling, show director for Countryside Live. Remember, www.countrysidelive.co.uk. It's the 23rd and 24th of October this year. Tickets available online just until Friday, though. We salute you, as always. Take care now, Bill.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Coming up after a touch of Diana Ross and a little bit of clearing of the throat from Dave Kenyon, we'll be talking Bullfest and Guardian work.